This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome in. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. When it comes to a buy or sell decision, how much is hinging on what happens over the next couple of weeks? And do you want to wait, or do you want to make a move ASAP to give them as good a chance as possible of winning one or both of these games? Washington and Denver is coming up. That's tough, but it actually doesn't get much easier as schedule rankings are out. New data point here through week six going into week seven. Cowboys have the toughest schedule in the NFL, boys.
Not great news.
Number one.
It's tough.
I mean, you can look at it with the naked eye and see there's some difficult teams on here. The truth is, nobody has it more difficult.
Can you tell me where Philadelphia and the Commanders are ranked, please?
Yes, the NFC East, I believe, teams are all in the top six.
That's what I'm saying. If they're all right there, go make a move.
I think if you're going to make a move, it's got to be huge.
You mean like four moves?
Yeah. I didn't initially think so, but I have a feeling if you tell me that all the NFC East teams are in the top five or six, then that means I have an equal shot here if I can go do something.
Well, you do have the worst defense, so if you could fix that defense, yes. I was just going to say, I think if you're going to do something, you can't, like, dabble with
it. You have the best quarterback, though.
Okay. I think Jaden Daniels
You have the best wide receivers.
You do?
Your offensive line, I don't know about your running backs, probably not the best of the three. I'm just trying to think of what you have the best of. Your defense is a mess. There's no question.
Sounds like you're pretty sold on this team, Brian.
You've got the best receiving core.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But I'm sold on the fact that the other teams might not be as good as we thought they were going to be. The Eagles, the Commanders, the division. I'm looking at the division right now is what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So to me, if you do find a way to get maybe a little defensive help, a couple of guys, and then maybe somebody out of this injured group shows up for you that you did not expect.
Is Dak playing the best of his career right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone agrees?
Yep.
Yeah.
You go for it.
Go for it. Yep.
That's not something that we know year to year is going to be happening.
Yeah.
I can't predict health. I can't predict how. I mean, Dak right now physically looks fantastic. He's in your 10. Go for it now. Do it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's fine. But if you have a quarterback who's playing the best he's ever played, you owe it to yourself and to him. Screw what the public thinks. Go for it.
Yeah, I like the idea of going for it. I just don't know if we're talking about what it's really going to take to make them good. And maybe you could win the division, but I want to be more discerning than that. I want to evaluate my own roster and decide, are we good enough to really go on a run, or are we just trying to sneak in?
I initially thought you weren't. I'm still not completely trusting what's going on defense. But I think maybe some guys coming back, like I said, and then adding one or two guys, use this offense, take advantage of it. But I'm just basing my thoughts about what's going on in the division. That's it. If Philadelphia was the same record as like Indianapolis or Tampa Bay, I'd probably say just punt on it. but they're not. Philadelphia is not much better than you. They've got some issues there. They've won a couple of games because of special teams. They probably should have a couple more losses. They should be just like the Commanders.
CeeDee Lamb makes a couple catches.
All three of these teams should be in the same spot, I think, when you look at record-wise.
You know, the other reason I think it speaks to going forward is, what are you going to get with those Green Bay Packers picks? You know, Wolchuk has detailed quite well how much they have failed at just taking defensive players in general.
I get Jackson Dart.
And you look in the...
late. Yeah.
In the back half of the first round, it's probably going to be even more of a long shot. You have a chance to get certainty that what you get for those picks will be players who have already had success.
Well, this is what you have to look at. If you don't want to screw up your own first round pick, then don't make a trade. If you're interested in being in the top 10, just ride this thing out. You know what I'm saying? That's the determination you have to make. If you're a fan, do you want them to make a move and it could possibly win you more games, and then your picks are like, you know, say 16, 17, and 29. That's the determination you have to make, because you make a trade, it could very well help your team win games. If you want that pick to maybe stay top 10, just keep playing the way you are right now. You'll naturally lose games.
I just don't want the trade that makes you marginally better because of how bad they've been. I mean, you guys asked me some pretty simple questions earlier. Yeah. I'll return by asking, have you lost to the Bears?
Yes. Yes.
Have you lost to the Panthers?
Yes.
Yes, those things are true. Did Man you make Russell Wilson Bears. Look like a Hall of Fame quarterback or
yeah,
an All-Pro?
Yeah, he did.
So, and you got ran all over in multiple times. I mean, New York was in the process of running all over you until they realized they could just pass it in for touchdowns. Well,
like I said, if you're interested in keeping your top 10 pick a top 10 pick, don't do a damn thing. The quarterback will go out there. He'll probably have you in some shootouts, and the other team will get the ball and they'll win. And that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think they want to tank. You know, I don't think they want to tank.
They can naturally lose games if they don't make a move.
Yeah,
or they F around and win a couple they shouldn't win. You know, like they did last year. In a sense, I mean, even with Cooper Rush, they were picking.
Your defense is historically bad.
It is historically bad. But, I mean, last year the defense wasn't great and the offense also sucked. They finished 7-10.
Is there anything that you can hang your hat on with this defense?
No. Not right now.
Anything?
No. You can hang your hat on the fact that they're going to get dominated.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Kenny Clark and Osa are pretty good players. You know, I feel like your defensive tackle pairing
in the run
isn't
game,
bad.
In the run game, they took one of your best players and they just double-teamed him the whole game. And ran the ball at him, and other teams are going to do that too.
Yeah,
and Kenny's probably had two of the poorest games the last 2 weeks.
Guys are going to have bad games. I feel okay about them.
You're right. But if you seriously making a trade will likely mess up your.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you need so many good players to save this thing. Like, you could get a linebacker, whoever it is going to get run over by from offensive linemen all game long. Because you don't have the defensive lineman that can do it. You could get another defensive end and still get run all over. You could get a defensive end and a tackle and still have a secondary that's busting coverages and can't stay with anybody in man. I think it might be four players. And if the Cowboys want to do that, I would be so excited. But if they stop short of that and use picks for players that are rent-a-player situations, it would be a horrible mismanagement of the deadline.
No. You try and get players that you can have for 2-3 years is what you try and do. I wouldn't make a trade for a rent-a-player. I don't think I would.
All righty. We got some highlights from the presser. A shoddy on what he needs to see from CeeDee Lamb in order for him to have confidence he can go. He said,
a great answer.
If he's breathing.
Yeah.
So he's excited. Answer. Said similar stuff about the return of Turpin and Booker. So they're getting, it looks like three offensive players back. That should be a lot of fun. On playing with the Sun in his first 325 game at AT&T, says, I've been here a little while. I've heard about it. If you guys could see the process and the plan we have in place to figure it out, we have satellite imaging. We have pictures of the Sun when it's coming down. There's a big plan in process, but I think when you look at historically what happens, it really hasn't affected many situations. We planned for it. I don't know if they've planned for it in the past, but I believe Shoddy's got a plan.
I think you're going to see either a coin flip decision.
Yeah, that's where I think you would do it.
An alignment decision.
Yeah.
But we're not going to ask our quarterback if we can help it to look into that sun, are we? Shotty's got to figure out.
I know one time.
It's just so stupid that they have to spend this much time on it when all they have to do is click a button. It's a perfect symbolism of how unserious they are as a franchise.
I would consider opening the doors is what I would do. Because then you wouldn't get the glare through that glass is what I would do. I would consider opening the doors.
Just open it all up. He said it's very beautiful. He says it's majestic when the sun comes through there.
Just open it up.
It's all about the aesthetics.
It's the glass.
It's the vibes,
glare.
Baby.
It's the glare.
Gotta get the vibes right. $475 a ticket.
Whew.
Yeah, you feel vibey in here?
Get that natural light going in here.
Don't look at the scoreboard, but just look at the vibes.
Yeah, the best thing for vibes, you could blind me with the sun if the Cowboys are up 3 touchdowns. I don't care if I can see the field. That's what's going to generate the good feelings around that situation. But yes, it is funny. I just like hearing Shotty talk about planning for all the details. It's what gives me confidence. Not in this season, but eventually, damn it, Shotty's going to get it right. No stone unturned. That's what Belichick would do. Mavericks and Lakers preseason action tonight among the storylines. The Mavs working on their defense. They've had some issues in the preseason with kids saying he's going to continue looking at combinations of lineups to see what's the best way to get stops. I'll tell you what the best way to get stops is. It's to not play Klay Thompson. It's to figure out a way how you're going to start Cooper Flagg at point guard so he can handle the ball and you can get 4 other really good defenders. If they're going to win, it's going to be because their defense is amongst the best, maybe the single best is what it would take. But the Hornets had 95 points through 3 quarters on Saturday night. Mavs played their starters into the second half. So that's one of the items to look at tonight. You also have Luka Doncic not playing. He's talking about seeing the Mavs in preseason action. He says it's obviously going to be something. Obviously, I'm going to feel something every game I play against them. I'm kind of starting a new chapter here, but it's always going to be something for me. Tip-off is at 9:30. This is a baby step towards making it normal. I think it feels significantly more normal than it did last year, especially. Now, I think, you know, adding Cooper Flagg gives you that bit of a distraction. The only thing that, you know, would make this horrible is if the Lakers have an awesome year. And the great news is that's not going to happen. This roster is critically flawed. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith as well. So I guess that's a decent parting gift. I think at least the Lakers aren't going to be good. And obviously LeBron's not playing. He's going to be out for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. Jason Kidd showed gratefulness. He showed gratitude. Is that what you show? You show gratitude?
Yep.
For the belief from Patrick Dumas and Nico Harrison. And he says, the trust we've built while working together to construct the team that Dallas can be proud of. We have a group of players who love basketball, talented and coachable. That's mutual respect across all departments. So he's saying all the right things, just like Shotty saying all the right things about the curtains. You know, you can't fire shots at Nico's decision, and you can't fire shots at these curtains if you want to stick around as coach and DFW for a while. Dallas scored 5 goals again on the hockey rink, improved to 3-0 with a 5-2 win over Minnesota. Got a little uneasy there late. This team not holding leads well.
Nope.
But you get 2 empty netters there to provide that final margin of victory. 5-2 is the final. Wyatt Johnston among the goal scorers. He's scored in all 3 so far. So maybe the Wyatt Johnston breakout season is upon us. I mean, he's already broken out, but breaking into that upper tier of elite players.
It is just good to see him playing well off of what was a historically disgusting postseason for him.
Yeah.
You know, like seeing him be able to bounce back from that is very encouraging.
Yeah, Robertson scored as well. Got a lot of good stuff going on. Okay, in baseball, the Dodgers took a 2-0 lead on the Brewers in the NLCS. 5-1 was the final. And Yamamoto throws the first complete game in 8 years of the playoffs. I didn't know it had become quite that rare.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'd been a long time. I think Verlander did the last one maybe 8 years ago. Dodgers trying to become the first repeat champion since the 2000 Yankees won 3 in a row. And their rotation through eight postseason games, a 1.54 ERA. Can you feel the Dodger hate starting to crystallize across the pro sports world?
Yeah.
It's where we're heading.
It is. And Blake Snell was incredible for them in game one. So just back-to-back incredible pitching performances. They look like they're just going to steamroll to go ahead and get back-to-back World Series titles.
In spite of Ohtani not playing well.
Yeah, it's always funny to see the superstars when they struggle in the postseason. He's obviously kind of beyond reproach with what he's done throughout his career, but that's a storyline right there. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets it dialed up, but he doesn't need to, you know? This is more dominant than what we experienced 25 years ago with the Yankees because they needed, like, heroics. They were pulling stuff off. You had Derek Jeter magical plays and sort of the... Mm-hmm. The aura of Yankee Stadium providing late inning, you know, just dramatic events. This has been like they just bludgeoned their way through the Reds. What they score like 15, 20 runs in two games, and you know, then they take care of business, just losing one game in the next round, and now take against Philadelphia, who's great, and now taking care of Milwaukee like this, they could sweep them. The NLCS has the night up, but the ALCS is back in action tonight with Mariners Blue Jays. Game three at 7:08 is going to be Bieber against Kirby there. You still locked into this? You just watching the highlights?
That's I'll have it. I mean, fortunately with the 3-TV setup, like I definitely have it on. Last night I was watching more of the Stars. I was not focusing. I was kind of just monitoring what the score was. But, I mean, the pitching is just, they got a 1.54 ERA over eight postseason games for the Dodgers. They've been unreal. And the only game I think they lost to the Phillies was Clayton Kershaw kind of got roughed up in relief. So they've just been, and, I mean, with Ohtani down, it's like, okay, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, like somebody else want to step up that's another star, one of the best players in the game.
I mean, Ohtani's batting 147.
Crazy,
in the eight
dude.
Games so far this postseason.
They've just got so many
other
stars.
They're still mopping the floor.
Wow, I didn't know it was that bad. That's incredible.
Yeah, dude.
All righty, how do you explain this emoji use on Cowboys Twitter? We'll get the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, and more coming up next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm a fan.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Yes, sir. Here we are, the C-Note. Dan Quinn saying Terry McLaurin is going to practice this week. So that one is big. He's been out 3 weeks with a quad, no doubt. It's going to be a big difference with and without Terry McLaurin in the offense, but things trending now for a return for McLaurin. Cooper Beebe on the courts today. Obviously, that is an important step back in his rehabilitation process, his return to play, but he's going to be on IR for at least one more week, and maybe next week around this time we'll be talking about Cooper Beebe taking another step forward and getting to that 21-day window to return. There's no doubt if this run game is going to be, you know, what it's capable of, and still not giving up too much pressure up the middle. Cooper Beebe instead of Brock Hoffman would be a big step in that direction. Has Brock Hoffman played well enough? Do you think that he's a trade piece at all, or is it just Bass and Thomas?
I think Bass and Thomas would be the guys that, if I was watching your tape as a pro guy and another team, that's kind of the direction I would go.
Okay, what do you guys think of Sam Williams responding to a critical tweet from a fan?
Play better.
Okay, so the fan was pointing out that the edge was getting pushed out of the play by a wide receiver in pass pro. I think it was Leggett who kind of had Williams off screen. Williams reacted to it with a crying, laughing emoji, suggesting that either the analysis was off or he doesn't care.
I think this was a media member that did this, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't recognize the name.
Yeah, media member. But yeah, you've as a team, as a defense, you gotta play better. Absolutely. I mean, they're asking you to do things, slant charge, asking you to rush the passer, they're asking you to play the edge, to fight blocks. You gotta do a better job of that. It's pretty simple. I don't know why he's doing a laughing, crying emoji, whatever he's doing. But
it's a bad look.
It is a bad look because, no player ever wants to put bad tape out there. There's a lot of guys on defense right now that have some bad tape out there, and he's one of them.
I mean, Xavier Leggett's a pretty big guy. Maybe he was just laughing at it. You try to – I mean, how much lighter do you think Leggett is than Sam Williams, though? Maybe 15 pounds?
No, I would think it's – I would think it's a fair amount more than that. That's just my guess. I would guess it's a minimum of 30 pounds.
30 pounds?
Yeah.
Getting ragdolled by a guy 30 pounds smaller than you? That wouldn't be a laughing situation for me. Oh, and I especially wouldn't want to be laughing about that on social media. But who knows? Maybe the media member will go ask him, what were you laughing at? That could be an interesting update on that story maybe a little bit later on. But I would say just the entire Sam Williams experience has been very disappointing.
227 pounds?
227 for Leggett?
Yep, 227.
I mean, he is a country strong guy. He's big for a wide receiver.
6'3", 227.
Yeah, the only time a DN should be blocked by a wide receiver is when it's an ear hole. It's a crack back, and crack you're not toss. Really paying attention to it, and it happens. But
that's your fault if you don't. Yeah, nobody's giving you a crack call. But, anyway, hey. These guys have got to all play better. They have to. If they want to turn things around defensively, the coaches ask them to do some things. Hell, they might not even believe in what the coach is saying. Who knows? But they put out that was embarrassing what happened to them run game wise. And they knew that was going to be the case. Carolina was going to run the ball. Jerry even said it. He goes, the coaches knew the game plan going in that Carolina was going to run the ball, and you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I wonder, if internally they would look at it like, wow, the defense just isn't going along for this culture ride that Shoddy's established quite as much as the offensive guys. Is this because Shoddy didn't hire his defensive coordinator? Is this because Eberflus's style as a coach is just so different? He's like a quiet, supportive professor who's going to help you problem solve how to play football, but it's not the rah-rah, it's not the vibes, but I think it's pretty clear,
the difference in the approach. And, you know, if I was Shoddy, I would look at that and be like, man, maybe we need to have a conversation. Okay, what do you guys expect from the offense now? CeeDee Lamb and Kevontae Turpin, they're coming back along with Booker. Does what they've established with Pickens put this offense now in a spot to go up another level than what we've seen in the last 2 weeks? Or is it still going to be like about what we've seen and a conversation about who gets the priority of the targets?
I mean, I'd be hopeful that it would turn them into a more explosive offense. Yes. I mean, it should absolutely help everything. It should help your run game. You're going to get lighter boxes. But when you look at the explosive plays for the Cowboys right now, it is, you know, it's not really where you want it to be. For as good as the offense has been from an explosive play standpoint, there's a buttload of teams in front of you. So having CeeDee Lamb, having Turpin, just their presence in general, let alone what they can actually do from a production standpoint, I would imagine this would allow for the offense to be a fair amount more explosive, and I think that's something that they absolutely need.
Yeah, it does help the offense. It doesn't help the punt return, but it does help the kickoff return. You know what I'm saying? When you start to talk about having Turpin back, maybe you can get some better field position, as much as teams are scoring on you too. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it gets you up to midfield and you have some shorter fields. I think that part of it will help, you know, but like they can't get anybody to punt.
Yeah.
So really that's going to be the wash. So you got to hope that Turpin comes and gives you some explosive plays on offense, but more importantly, when teams do kick off to you, maybe he can get that ball to midfield and make some short fields for you. Make drives a little easier, because we've all know this. Dallas just can't punt anymore. They can't punt until they fix things on defense. They really can't.
Yeah, they're in a no-punt situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you saw a little bit more aggressive Shoddy versus Carolina, but that's one of the things when you look at like which teams go for it when they should.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I mean, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are less aggressive on fourth down than the Cowboys.
And that shouldn't be the case when your defense is this bad.
Now, right. This is where now Shoddy, where we talk about game management. This is where game management comes in, because he's going to know the condition of his team as the game's going on. If all of a sudden they catch an offense that's not, you know, not doing anything against their defense, and all of a sudden that team's having to punt a little bit, yeah, you adjust how you're going to call the game. But if you get into a game where all of a sudden every series is a touchdown, a field goal, a touchdown, a field, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You can't punt.
What's your limit on it? Are you going for it on 4th and 5 from your own 35?
Well, you've got to look at, there's a lot of things you got to look at. Like I say, I've got to know the condition of my defense. I got to know what's going on offense. Maybe we're moving the ball pretty well on offense, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute, we got another George Pickens situation. They're not covering him. I think you have to. Because you can't rely on this defense to get stops, but he's got to know that as going into the game, but monitor that as well. If all of a sudden your team does get a couple stops on defense, it's like, okay, maybe it's our day to play a little bit better defense today. But if it turns into every other drive or every drive is some kind of points for their team, your go for it meter should be automatically green.
Shoddy was asked about, you know, game management stuff today, and the way that he answered it was saying he is most concerned right now with getting their running game back on track. Like, what happened against Carolina?
We always mentioned that the law firm of Brown, Robinson, and Brown were just they killed you. You have to be able to adjust. If somebody is going to take away your pin and pull game, if somebody's going to take away your ability to play with movement, you've got to do something else. Then you have to be able to adapt to, you know, maybe some power gap stuff, or, you know, maybe it's maybe just some straight handoffs, you know, zone read, stuff like that. Because the Carolina took your run game away. You wanted to pull, you wanted to trap, you wanted to down. They took all those elements of your run game away. So he's got to be able to, if that happens, he has to be able to adjust and go to another form of running the football. But he could have gotten a mode the other day where Carolina didn't need to pass. He could have gotten a game where he didn't need to run, you know, the way they were throwing the football.
Yeah. I mean, this thing has to get fixed. And I wanted to ask you a follow-up question on the offensive line personnel. With Booker coming back, mm-hmm. TJ Bass has been one of your better linemen. Is there any other, could he play center?
Well, TJ Bass, they've worked him as center before. I don't know if they would do it TJ Bass now becomes my extra blocker dude, probably. Huh. You know, I mean, oh, it's Adeniji. They used Adeniji the other day as an extra blocker guy, saw one time on tape. But I would kind of think about maybe TJ Bass being that guy now, more power, put him on the end, let him be like, you know, him work with one of the tackles or letting him work with one of the, you know, with the tight ends or something like that. I wouldn't take his power off the field that way.
I mean, he has been really good, significantly better than Hoffman. I would like their chances better of just pass protecting up the middle. But when you get involved with the center and everything that Hoffman's been working on, the other day
the pass protection wasn't the problem. The we talked about the run stuff, but the pass protection was not a problem. I'm glad that Steele and Booker are back together. Combination, because I think that helps you off that right side, that ability to run like they want to run,
especially against Washington,
who
has been susceptible against the run.
Although they're only allowing 4.2, you know, and they're getting 5.5. This could be another double whammy when it comes to the run game. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about this Commander's offense. There's some interesting things about it. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you to my teammates. Thank you to Reliant for being a part of this, as always. Appreciate you guys. Lucius.
Oh, yes.
I've fallen down the rabbit hole.
Of which one? Be careful, fam.
The folks that get trapped up on Mount Everest.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Been seeing some of that myself.
How are you the next guy? That's the thing that gets me.
They're
smarter than those fools.
They're up there.
Right.
They're up there, like, literally taking pictures with people that have been up
frozen
there since
for 20 years.
1996.
Yeah, like frozen bodies.
Green boots guy. Like intense, like they like the gal that's sitting up with her eyes open. That's another one.
There's and people a, are they, savage. There's like a real dead body frozen, and you'll go like do a prison pose with the peace signs right in front of them. Like, hey, his red boots.
They use these folks as markers. to know where there are.
That's messed up.
You know, like, okay, green boots, you know, you're like, there's this area of death with the oxygen and all that, you know, it just gets so thin.
Can they not give, like, bring these people to a proper burial?
They can't. It's like, they talk about it's 50,000 to go up and 20,000 to go down, kind of a thing.
Didn't have any family members. They could drop the 20 to bring them back.
They
huh?
can't get helicopters up there either. They go up there with, like, they got some that got trapped up here recently at a camp.
Yeah.
They took animals up to try and get people down out of the area.
I saw that story recently.
Yeah, the area. But I've fallen into that.
Would you drop $25,000 if a family member went up there? Especially if you know this is a family member's like, hey, man, you shouldn't have been up there in the first place. Would you drop the $25,000? Would you put in on it?
I guess it depends on which one.
You got to refinance the crib, bro, to get your man out of there.
There was, I think I'd probably throw in at least.
A little cash out refi going.
I saw this one recently where a young lady went up there with her sister. Sister broke her leg. They had to leave her.
No,
oh, no.
They went on. They moved on.
They went on.
They went on. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just about being able to go that distance at those heights without the oxygen. Like, you're hanging off ledges, and there's all sorts of dangerous things.
You're walking in full equipment across a ladder.
I've seen that.
That's
yeah.
laid across two, like a gap, like a 6-foot gap.
For
yeah.
what?
Yeah, and all you've got is this rope.
Yeah.
Like a rope, and like if you fall, everybody's so damn tired.
Right.
Not like they're going to pull you up.
Yeah, they're going to pull you up, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, all right, everybody pull.
I mean, nobody has oxygen. Nobody has any strength left.
No.
If you fall over the side, you're gone. Yeah, you're done. Nobody's going to, and they just keep going.
They should have some kind of a winch up there.
It's kind of like you make a pact that you say, listen, hey, we used to just run in marathons. If we're all together and we're running and somebody struggles, you leave them behind.
Yeah.
You can't sacrifice everybody else's race.
No.
For somebody getting injured along the way.
You know, I would take it one further and just say, you can't decide, let's go climb Everest. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
You know people are dying up there. They're experienced mountaineers.
Yeah.
But they hit that death zone and all of a sudden their lungs freak out.
Yeah.
You know, they shut down. Yeah, they're done for.
Yeah, they could say they interviewed this gal and she was just sitting there just crying because we had to leave their sister behind. You know, she's like, I gotta go. I just gotta keep going. I can't stop.
So sister's gonna freeze to death.
Yeah, sister's
good one.
The reporter had the mic in her face after that.
Yeah.
So tell us how you feel about leaving your sister up there.
Yeah.
When did you know it was totally terminal?
It's just that summit up there. It's just scattered with bodies, just people that there are people that there are people that passed away. They were 300 yards away from making it.
Oh.
You know,
and they got caught in a little blizzard or something.
Yeah, yeah,
they had to, you know, and they just didn't have the energy to wait it out anymore.
They ran out of oxygen, food, a tent. You know, gosh, it's crazy. Anyway, all right, I went down that rabbit hole. I can't get away from that one. All right, here are your Washington Commanders. Some things you're going to know about. You're going to have to know about with the Commanders. I think the biggest problem, well, I should say this, one of the biggest problems I think that Dallas is going to have in this game is that the Commanders play about 65% of the time, no huddle.
Tempo.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Did it last year too.
Well, and that's going to be tough with all the rotations they love to do.
Exactly. Exactly. We've had a couple of games where Dallas has had 12 men on the field, and as much as Dallas likes to run and try and keep everybody fresh, the Commanders are not going to let you do that. They run no huddle, and you can see it on the tape. They run no huddle 6 times more often than anybody else in the league.
Wow. Must have a young offensive line, huh?
Well,
bunch of fit guys.
They do a great job with it, though. They get the quarterback, gets them up there, and they get going. This offense, like I said,
I know when Chip Kelly tried that like 12 years ago or whatever that was, a lot of Eagles veterans were revolting.
Revolting. Well, it's not really the youngest group. I mean, they have guys like Laremy Tunsil's part of this group. Tyler Biotish is part of this group. Andrew Wiley is a veteran guy, but they
gotta do your cardio.
He's a Wiley vet.
Wiley vet. Where this offensive line will have struggles is on the right side.
That's the rookie?
Yeah. Josh Conley is from Oregon, right?
Uh-huh.
He has struggled. Now, we say this every week. Can you take advantage of an offensive tackle that when he doesn't move his feet? Now, he is a good athlete, and when he does move his feet, he can be effective. But there'll be snaps where you see the pass rush, where you look at all the pressures and sacks. It's been off that right side with Connerly. He's not a guy that he doesn't always move his feet. And I'm not saying slow-footed because I think overall he's a good athlete. I just feel like, though, when you watch him play, opponents have caught him where he sets and where he needs to keep going back, he doesn't. He stops. And that's where guys have been able to take advantage of him and Andrew Wiley on that right side. So Dallas's left side, I say this every week, it's going to have to be, if you want to rush the passer, it's likely going to come off the right side, off the Commander's right side there, your left side. I would worry in this game. I know that Terry McLaurin, there's a chance he's going to come back. I think Deebo Samuel's playing pretty well for them. I would worry about Luke McCaffrey in this game. And I say that because he is a guy that they like to bring in motion. They like to put him in the slot. They kind of do a lot of things. They throw a screen to him. He is a pretty impressive player. He doesn't have huge numbers, but he could be a mismatch where I kind of feel like Dallas in this game, what I would like to see them do is just go ahead and play man coverage. Go ahead and try and match up with McLaurin. Go ahead and try and match up with Deebo Samuel, and then see if you can find a way like to cover. This team likes to get in 11 personnel. That's the three wide receivers. That's how they run the ball the best. When you look at Kroski Merritt, the rookie running back, he was at New Mexico, transferred to Arizona. He was there for 1 year. He was a seventh round pick by the Commanders. But when they run the ball with him, it's usually an 11 personnel. This team also will run the ball out of what their jumbo package. They bring in extra linemen. They bring in extra tight ends. This is one of those games, too, where I looked at the numbers. I saw how much they do it. 44 of the 55 snaps, they've done it. They've run the football. But this seems like, to me, one of those times you go jumbo package and then they're gonna tendency break here. You're kind of halfway through the season. Everybody's kind of getting a gauge. Oh, wow, they're in jumbo package stuff, and now we're going to break the tendency. We're not going to run. We're going to go play action. The thing about this quarterback running, too, you got to be aware of. Last year, him and Lamar Jackson were the two most when it came to designed runs, you know, where the quarterback takes it. We've seen him some read options or maybe just straight runs. This guy's run the ball since he came back from injury, just designed runs only 5 times. They've gained 1 yard with him running that ball that way. So they're not running him as much on those design runs. I'm talking about the RPOs.
How much of a factor is the scrambling? Because they're at 5.5.
Scrambling is huge.
Yeah.
Scrambling is huge. And that's something that he's, even being nicked up, he's still scrambling quite a bit. This offensive line, what they do to you is, I mentioned the no huddle. But they also, Eric, you'll appreciate this. We talk about condensed formations and things like that.
Yeah.
This offensive line plays the widest of the splits of anybody in the league. So what they do is they're about 7 yards in width is when they're lined up. So what it does, it creates running lanes for their guys. So when you play like an inside technique, they're playing a half yard longer. Mm. And so now they're creating natural creating natural width to your defense just by alignment is what they're doing. So they're able to run the ball inside. They're effective running outside, but it also helps them with their pull game. They get their guys out in space and things like that. So it's going to be a challenge for Dallas because they're naturally, by the way they line up, they're going to spread Dallas's defense even thinner.
Yeah.
And then you could
tempt you to jump inside, go outside.
Exactly.
You stay outside. They got all the room.
Exactly.
In them. Okay.
This is a team that's.
Is this new? Is this innovative? Or have teams been dorking around with this for a long time?
There's teams. Dallas last year was one of the, under Mike McCarthy, traditionally was the team that had the most width, one of the most
yes.
width teams in the league. a team that plays opposite that is like the 49ers and the Rams. You've seen a little bit with what Shoddy's done. They played a little bit more condensed. But by playing wide, it creates natural gaps in your defense. So Cowboys have got it. You know, they're already having trouble with their linebackers covering gaps and stuff like that. So you have to be very, very mindful of that as well. Where this quarterback has struggled, you play zone against him, you play too deep, he picks you apart. You play man coverage against him, he tends to be below a 50% passer, is what he does. Zach Ertz has been the best player for them, in my opinion, down in the red zone. He's got four catches for three touchdowns. You could see them bring him in motion. They could play him as a wing. They sneak him out. So if they get down in the red zone, keep an eye on Zach Ertz. Also keep an eye on Luke McCaffrey. That's a couple of the guys that I really like down there. But, yeah, they run the ball really effectively with Kroski Merritt. It's a lot like what Dallas does with the down blocks and the pulls and try and get him to the outside. So have to be aware of the splits, have to be aware of the no huddle stuff, and then have to be aware of them with the running the ball at 11 personnel. Me personally, I would try my best. I would stack the box on him and then just go man on the outside and try and match up with these guys. You got to be able to stop the run first here and get them to have to throw. And then when you get them to have to throw, you have to be ready to blitz this guy, because that's where he has problems. Less than a 50% passer when you do that.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here on The Fan. He's going to look at the Commanders' defense for you tomorrow in the corner. Of course, it'll be Thursday. It'll be a Jake Ferguson Thursday. He joins us every Thursday at 5:20 here on The Fan. All righty. What do we got coming up next, guys? Wolchuk, little football fix?
Let's do it. Johnson versus Aikman, the Icy Hot Bowl, and a Hump Day mock draft. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.